It would be understandable if you thought that when you flush the toilet, you would be saying goodbye to whatever it was that was deposited there. Well, maybe. You might get to say goodbye to it, but someone else is going to say hello to it. Did you hear this story on ABC Radio and News?
Analysis of the waste of 12 million Australians has revealed there's been a nationwide increase in the use of methamphetamine and cocaine. Michelle Brown has more.
The results of the wastewater drug monitoring program show at least 9 tonnes of meth, also known as ice, and 4 tonnes of cocaine were consumed between August 2017 and August 2018. It also shows there's been a decrease in the use of heroin and MDMA, or ecstasy. The program has measured cannabis consumption for the first time and found regional people used more than twice the average amount of capital city dwellers. The worth of the illicit drugs is put at $9 billion. Australian Criminal Intelligence Commission Chief Michael Phelan says he's astounded by the figure.
It is pretty astounding, but the very fact that they can work out how many people are using cocaine across an entire city or even a country just from their poo is pretty mind-blowing. And apparently it's not the only thing that they can find out by going all NCIS on your poo. With us is Dr. David Durheim, the chair of the National Polio Elimination Certification Committee, who just happens to be a Hunter resident as well. Good afternoon, Doctor.
Hello, Aaron.
I had no idea poo forensics were so forensic.
Absolutely. So we get very excited about the use of people's feces, and particularly in the drive towards polio eradication. It's become an essential part of our surveillance around the world, particularly in areas where there's still a lot of polio around.
I mean, it's one of my favourite parts of the day, but to know that I'm actually contributing to the data footprint of the nation makes me all the more happy. Your area is not the drugs and making sense of that. What else do we find by examining the poo?
Well, around the world, Aaron, we've begun to rely on the screening of feces at sewage treatment plants to confirm that polio is no longer circulating. So polio is a strange beast. About only 1 in 100 or 1 in 200 people actually get clinical polio disease. So we are on the lookout for that, and obviously around the country, one of the requirements that we do is every case of Guillain-Barré, which is acute onset of floppy paralysis, we collect stool from those folks to confirm that it's not due to polio. Clearly, while anywhere in the world polio still is circulating, it could possibly be introduced into Australia. But that's just one thing, but it's a blunt measure because, as I say, only 1 in 100 or 1 in 200 people with polio infection get disease. The supplementary surveillance that we have is screening poo for enteroviruses, in particular polio. Now, this is particularly important in places like Afghanistan and Pakistan, where there still is endemic disease, and we want to make sure that we've got every last virus. But even in Australia, we've done screening in Newcastle, in Armidale, up on the north coast of New South Wales, and currently in Melbourne, to just check that there isn't any poliovirus circulating.
And have you found any?
Well, interestingly enough, the last detective of polio and virus was actually in Melbourne about 14 months ago. And that was very likely once we get a poliovirus, we actually take a lot of interest in it. And it got actually carefully analyzed at the CDC in Atlanta in the United States. And it was probably, the source is probably somebody who was immunosuppressed with a particular type of immunodeficiency who had probably visited Australia sometime as a visitor, had excreted their poliovirus and probably had been excreting for a number of years, we believe at least 7 from the typing that was done, and had probably left the country. So this is the sensitivity of this method. It's quite amazing what we're able to tell if we do detect a virus.
Utterly remarkable. So within the bounds of good taste, can you take us through the process? How does it work? So I flush the toilet here. What happens next?
Well, your sewage goes and gets mixed up with other people's sewage and goes into a treatment plant. So in Newcastle, for example, there are a couple of very large ones that then filter that sewage, and that sewage then gets treated, making it safe, and then gets discharged after treatment into the ocean.
Mm.
Now, what we do is we, what the National Enterovirus Research Laboratory...
confirming you don't personally turn up with a bucket, Doctor.
No.
Right, okay, please continue.
Lot, but I'm more interested in the results that come from the lab.
They,
they take a scoop sample,
uh-huh.
and it's quite amazing. It's almost mind-blowing that that single scoop can really tell you whether there's any enterovirus or any poliovirus in a population of about between 20 and 50,000 people. So by simply concentrating that poo sample and then sending it off to Melbourne, to Bruce Thorley's laboratory, they then actually, obviously in a very safe way, it's what we call a PC4 laboratory, they actually then process it to look for enteroviruses, screen it out, and check that there's no poliovirus circulating.
So let me understand this. Somebody who is immunosuppressed has the poliovirus, comes for a weekend in Newcastle, goes to the toilet, it goes through this process, someone runs a scoop through the thing, pulls out a modest amount, and not only is that person's feces screened and that poliovirus would turn up, but half the population of Newcastle, if 50,000 people, are all contained within that scoop.
Well, not quite, but we can say that with pretty good accuracy we could find that poliovirus if it's come through the system into that sewage treatment plant. And it's mind-blowing. We've been able to detect viruses, either poliovirus themselves or vaccine-derived viruses, in parts of the Middle East. That's how the outbreak in Israel was detected, and similarly the one in Syria. And so it's pretty amazing that we can really enhance the global search for these viruses by simply using scoops out of sewage treatment systems.
Utterly remarkable. Now, I know that it has nothing to do with your watch, that earlier report that we said about drugs, but is the same thing happening? Is one scoop goes off to the lab for polio, another one goes off for what drugs are in the sewage, another one goes off for another set of diseases? Are there quite a few things being tested for?
Well, look, I'm not really much across the drug side of things, but obviously that's gathered a lot of interest. We certainly are believing that there are infectious diseases, and there's a growing interest globally, actually, in infectious disease, obviously polio being the first one, but other enteroviruses can cause some very nasty diseases as well. And particularly in Europe and now in the Western Pacific, there is screening. There's a global interest in what comes through the sewage systems and what that might mean to us. So surveillance is certainly on the increase when it comes to sewage systems around the world.
You're with Aaron Carney on ABC Newcastle Drive. It's a somewhat challenging subject matter on one hand, but deeply fascinating on another. Dr. David Durheim is with us in his capacity as the chair of the National Polio Elimination Certification Committee, and inspired by a story we've been running here on ABC Newcastle about how they tested the sewage of cities right across Australia and were able to determine the amount of drugs that were consumed in various cities. Well, they also do it for polio, which is Dr. Durheim's speciality. Who developed this science? Is this been happening for 50 years? I genuinely, until yesterday morning, did not know that this level of poo analysis was going on.
Well, it's fascinating, Aaron. There was a old paper, and this goes back probably more than 20 years, where Walt Dowdall, who was then heading up the global program for polio, said, you know, we really need to have a closer look at poo. Mm. And because polio is basically taken in the mouth and then excreted through the gut, and it remains viable, people continue to excrete for about up to 60 days, this gives one an opportunity of really narrowing down as to where it may be circulating. And when you get to the end game, which is where we are at the moment, we've got two of the wild polioviruses have basically been eliminated. We've got one left, which is putting up a real fight in that border area between Afghanistan and Pakistan. But we won't trust the human surveillance just simply because such a small proportion of people get the disease. We have to rely on the environmental screening when we get there. So the work that Walt Dowdle started in the 1990s is clearly going to be a key contributor to us eventually drawing a line under polio eradication.
Very often when we're talking to you on ABC Newcastle, it is in your broader capacity of studying how disease spreads, whether it be flu or any other number of epidemics or potential epidemics. Does this have any application in that space?
Well, certainly, I mean, in a former life when I was dealing with responding to outbreaks in Africa, and particularly cholera outbreaks, cholera is very, very similar. Is only a proportion of cases develop that classical watery diarrhea that rapidly dehydrates you and kills you. But again, taking appropriate specimens from where human sewage was going, and in Africa is obviously not quite as sophisticated as Hunter water, but we could, through a proper filtration system and concentration system, really detect cholera early and put appropriate measures, hygiene measures and water, safe water measures in place. So around the world, I think the opportunities that screening poo, particularly for those pathogens, bacteria in particular, but in the case of polioviruses that are taken in the mouth, leave the body through through our feces, it does offer opportunities, which I think we're only starting to harness properly at the moment.
I'm genuinely fascinated by this. I'm not sure that that fascination extends to me wanting to change careers to be a pooper scooper, but nevertheless, I'm very excited to learn more about the data that is presented in the various fecal screening processes that are going on. Thank you for telling us more about it this afternoon. Truly fascinating. Dr. David Durheim, the chair of the National Polio Elimination Certification Committee, Hunter resident, and yeah, flush it down, and yet it's the gift that keeps on giving.